Bro, just imagine if that cameo is who I think he is, then just imagine how much Marvel is still hiding in the final film. Because they purposely put that cameo in the trailer. They wanted us to get hyped, they wanted us to get excited, and they were not afraid about the movie getting spoiled in the trailer because they already have so many surprises in the final cut of the film that they're not afraid about anything being leaked in the trailer. Kevin Feige is a smart guy. I'm telling you, bro, this movie's gonna be so freaking awesome. God damn!
I'm Sanvid Vaidya.
And I'm Ashwin Kumar.
And you're listening to us, the Meta Fandom Boys.
Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the very first episode of the Meta Fandom Boys podcast. I'm your host, Sanvid Vaidya, joined by my co-host, Ashmit Kumar.
Hey, guys.
If you're listening to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or even Amazon Music, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on those platforms. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at MetaFandomBoys and follow me at Sanvid _Vaidya and Ashmit at
AshmitKumar001. Everything small.
Now, for the first episode today, we are diving deep into the new Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness trailer that just dropped at the Super Bowl this weekend, bro.
Oh my God, bro. It was absolutely mind-blowing because I could not process what I had just witnessed.
So I woke up in the morning not expecting anything. I know it was a Super Bowl. Okay, they might show one thing or two. But when I woke up, I saw YouTube. It was there. I opened all my social media, Twitter, Instagram. It was there. It was there. Everyone was hyped about it.
Twitter went crazy. Instagram went crazy. The thing is, again, so many notifications that pop up in the morning. I'm like, okay, what's new about this? Again, the thing is, every year at the Super Bowl, Disney always promotes Marvel movies, and not just Marvel movies, but all the other movies they have for that slate of that particular year. So for that,
yeah, I didn't know about that until I saw the Endgame Super Bowl TV spot. Do you remember that?
Yeah, bro, that was crazy. And at that time, by the way, during that Super Bowl, they literally just showed 30 seconds of footage because almost everything in the movie was a spoiler, right?
Exactly.
So they literally didn't show anything. But again, for the Multiverse of Madness, they had to show at least more footage because, again, we had just been shown a teaser trailer at the end of No Way Home, which was the very last end credit scene. And they released the teaser trailer after the movie released, like, I think a week after the movie released. And, I mean, they could have probably waited for that, but, I mean, who cares? Because this trailer gave us way more than what that teaser trailer did, bro. It went crazy. They even dropped a cameo.
I think about that also, that we didn't see, like, much spoilers in Spider-Man trailers also. Because, let's face it, Marvel doesn't need to hype up Spider-Man. People will go to see Spider-Man movies. But Doctor Strange, even though he is, like, Doctor Strange, in my opinion, is my favorite Marvel superhero and the best.
In my opinion, he's not
and
the
I'm
best.
Really sorry. I'm really strongest. Sorry, but he surpasses Iron Man, Captain America. I'm sorry. I just have to say the truth. I have to state facts.
Wow.
No, I know I'm going to offend a lot of people who will be listening to this, but it's the truth.
It's the truth. I'm a hardcore Robert Downey Jr. fan. I'm an Iron Man stan for life. Love him 3000. But my God, Benedict Cumberbatch, the guy's got range, fam. Let's not deny it. The guy's got range.
And he's a better Sherlock.
And he's a better Sherlock. But my God, the guy's got range. He's already playing three variants in one film. Wow. It's crazy. But to just even think about it, again, this is not just Doctor Strange's movie. This is also Wanda stepping in hot from WandaVision. Again, one of my most favorite TV shows of 2021. There's no way I can deny it. Even though Loki is a close second for me and almost at the same level of WandaVision, I still believe WandaVision was a true stepping stone.
Yeah, so many people have said that they should have stopped the MCU after Endgame because Endgame was basically like the perfect end for it. And after that, everyone was like, they are just milking the MCU now to make more money. But in my opinion, I think the new TV shows, and they have introduced this new concept of the multiverse, I think that the MCU still has a long, long way to go. And it's going to entertain us for many more years to come.
I believe the MCU is expanding. It was never the end of Endgame. At the end of Endgame, I believe it was
an end of an era, 100%. But again, it was to show fans that this particular journey of the Avengers is over, and now it's time for newer heroes to jump into the screen and give better entertainment. And again, I still miss the old heroes. And let's not forget, not all out of all six original Avengers, there are still like 2 to 3 still alive. There's Hulk, there's Hawkeye. Jeremy Renner did such an amazing job at the Hawkeye show. I loved that finale, especially with Kingpin. My God, what a finale. But yeah, coming back to the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness trailer, this was mind blown. Like, I had to process this at least, I watched it like 10 times, and then I watched again for another 20 times. I was like, I couldn't process it the first time I watched, and I was like, I had to pause at every single moment to get a better idea of what I was watching. Was it actually real? Because let's not forget, Sam Raimi has a lot of experience in horror movies and Spider-Man movies and superhero movies. And what he achieved with Tobey Maguire in the first 3 movies is still, till this date, remarkable. Because Spider-Man 2, even before Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, or even before No Way Home, or even before the Andrew Garfield movies, let's not forget, Spider-Man 2 by Sam Raimi was considered one of the greatest Spider-Man films of all time. And I still
consider it as the greatest Spider-Man film of all time. Actually, the second greatest, because Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is in my favorite Spider-Man
movie. Yeah. Same. I think that's
when it comes to live action, sure, Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, perfect. And to see Sam Raimi, and again, the fact that even before he even directed the original Tobey Maguire movies, he had always been a horror movie director. Someone who had a lot of experience in directing horror movies, scary sequences, and just showcasing that at its absolute best in a character like Doctor Strange, which in my
opinion... In that, like, there is no one better to direct the MCU's first horror movie.
Exactly. And Kevin Feige, at least during the first time when he announced the movie, when Scott Derrickson was still attached to direct the sequel... Scott Derrickson, by the way, directed the first Doctor Strange movie. He was still attached to the second movie, at least until the end of 2019, where he left due to creative differences and Sam Raimi came on board. But at least till that time, Kevin Feige easily stated that the first horror movie will be Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. But in the second year, I think in 2020, he reiterated his statement and said that it will continue having scary sequences. And I believe scary sequences is pretty much one word of saying horror movies. And the thing is, they can push the boundaries. They can push the, they're already pushing the boundaries with Moon Knight, by the way. That Moon Knight TV spot, which premiered alongside this trailer of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, that TV spot was just like 30 seconds. But they showed almost 15 seconds of new footage, with new footage starring Ethan Hawke, new footage with Oscar Isaac, more action in the new Moon Knight suit, and that cape, which is shaped like almost half a like a crescent moon. It was like crazy, and in 30 seconds they easily sold that entire idea of Moon Knight as a TV show. I'm already excited. March 30th can't come soon enough. But coming back to the Multiverse of Madness trailer, let's dive right into it. Spoiler alert, if you still haven't watched the trailer, it's out on YouTube. Do yourself a favor and go watch it, guys. But yeah, diving headfirst into spoiler territory, that was Professor X. Oh my God, Charles Xavier.
No, we'll get to that. We'll get to the part later. Let's take it step by step.
All right, I love the opening shot where the camera pans to Stephen Strange's face.
Right.
Like Benedict Cumberbatch explaining, what if all of this is a dream? I'm having like a nightmare. And I love that entire...
In case you didn't notice, in the first shot of the trailer, where we saw a glimpse of Doctor Strange watching as the Sanctum Sanctorum started to disappear, in case you didn't notice, and in case many of our viewers didn't notice, Doctor Strange's cloak was damaged, and it had been repaired with a blue material. You could see patches.
Yeah, I noticed that. At least in the 10th viewing, I was like, oh shit, how did I not notice that? Yeah. And I think the whole suit is still the same, but the cape is a little, I think, has gone a few changes.
This is the first time we see the cloak being damaged, right? Since Infinity War, when the cloak wrapped itself around Thanos' hand and he ripped it off. I think that was the only time the cloak was damaged.
Yeah, exactly. I think the cloak hasn't been, it wasn't even damaged during No Way Home. So I think the cloak...
I think the cloak is going to die in Multiverse.
That's the cloak of levitation. I think it'll survive. But I have to believe, at least when he's at least in the opening shot, he's looking at a completely damaged and like a area where there are dead skulls and bones, while he's looking at a completely different version of the Sanctum Sanctorum, which is broken down, completely darkened, has like an extra floor, and has like a red aura or like a red rainbow on the backside of the Sanctum Sanctorum. And it took me a while to realize that that red rainbow could possibly be linked to Wanda. I'm just saying it could possibly be linked, but the way he
says because the Doctor Strange's magic usually is yellow. Wanda Maximoff has red, which is chaos magic. So it's possible that Doctor Strange is using chaos magic.
Yeah, very much possible. And
why?
but yeah. Every single but the way the trailer opens with him saying, "Every night I dream the same dream," which means he doesn't know if what he's dreaming is actually going to happen. Is it a part of what's going to happen in the future? Is it something that is like the consequence of the spell he did to make everyone forget who Peter Parker is at the end of No Way Home? Or is it something completely else? Because he throws open the doors to that proverbial stairway, which feels like a stairway to heaven, but also feels like a stairway to hell because there's literally no one over there. And the way the camera pans
in a movie like Multiverse of Madness, there's not going to be any concept of heaven.
Yeah.
I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but like we agreed to do this shot by shot, but I have to agree, even in the sequence in which we saw Dr. Strange talking to Wanda Maximoff in that beautiful meadow, it seems that that also was an illusion.
Yeah, that was 100% an illusion. That was an illusion.
Yeah, there's literally no concept of heaven in this movie.
Yeah, it took me a while to notice that as well. I think noticed it like, and I actually found it on Twitter where someone posted the photos and they were like, "It's an illusion, it's an illusion." And I was like, "Wait, what?" I rewatched the trailer and I was like, "Oh shit, it's an illusion." Right after the next moment, the trailer cuts to the scene of America Chavez, played by Xochitl Gomez in her first acting role, I believe. I might be wrong, guys, but I think this is her first acting
lucky
role.
Break for her.
Lucky break for her. And she does an amazing job. America Chavez's powers in the MCU is that she can open star-shaped portals. She can open star-shaped portals to different multiverses. And again, even though Wanda is a character who can also go through different multiverses, she can only go through one universe to the other using her astral form. Her whole body can probably not go from one universe to the other. This is something from the comics I've learned. I might be wrong, guys. But yeah, Xochitl Gomez as America Chavez is, again, a very worthy addition to the MCU. And I believe she's from a different universe. She's not from our universe. And our universe's America Chavez has probably not yet been even introduced. But coming back
I haven't read much of Marvel comics. So I haven't, many people would have think that with the exception of the MCU, I wouldn't have known any superheroes. Like American Chavez was introduced in this. Like this is the first time many people will be hearing of American Chavez. But I started watching MCU movies in 2012. And after that, I was hooked, obviously. These other new superheroes which came, I even got to know about them beforehand because I used to play a lot of Marvel superhero games. I used to have Contest of Champions. I used to have Marvel Future Fight. Interestingly, when I was playing Marvel Future Fight, that was the time me and Sanvit met for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
So while playing that, I got to know about these superheroes before they even entered the MCU. I got to know about Star-Lord, Thanos, American Chavez, and villains as well. All of Thanos's cronies, Ebony Maw, Proxima Midnight. I got to know all of them by playing the video games. And when they finally came in the MCU, I was surprised.
I mean, it was just a matter of time.
It's nice that they're adapting the comic books version as well.
Yeah, that's what Kevin Feige does best at this point. That's what he does best. But coming back to the trailer, there's this one scene of America Chavez completely in different tentacles.
Not even tentacles. That was a little bit later in the trailer. It was like a monster made out of the cloth which is used to wrap mummies, like that Egyptian mummies. Yeah, it was something like that. And it was
fighting like a weird monster who I don't know. I actually don't know. I need to probably refresh my comic book memory about this particular evil monster. He's completely wrapped.
Shuma Gorath, which is multiversal tentacle monster.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the opening part. I'm talking about the part.
Opening, sorry. Okay,
The guy with the mummy things, he had like...
Yeah, I don't know that either. Yeah.
And by the way, in there is a 30-second extra TV spot which Marvel did not post on YouTube.
We will get onto that later, I guess. First, let's cover the trailer and then the TV spot.
Yeah, but that 30-second TV spot, I just want to break that right now. That 30-second TV spot has a different variant of Doctor Strange called Defender Strange, with a completely different hairdo and a completely different costume. He doesn't even have the cape with him, but he's from a completely different universe. And he was actually saving America Chavez, at least in that particular scene.
There's also a really scary shot of Wanda in the 30-second TV spot where she is using dark chaos magic, and her eyes are glowing red, and again her entire face and her entire sweatshirt is covered with blood. Probably the most scariest scene I've ever seen Elizabeth Olsen in, and I literally lost my shit when I saw that particular scene, bro.
But yeah, moving on with the actual trailer, which Marvel did drop on YouTube right after the Super Bowl, the trailer then moves on to Wong, and Wong says that at least Doctor Strange doesn't have control over the universe. Because again, he reiterates saying, I did what I had to do to protect our world. Because again, we don't know the consequences of the spell he did at the end of No Way Home. I mean, yes, people probably have forgotten who Peter Parker is. But what else? But the next
Even
line from
looking at the teaser trailer and the main trailer, like, one question I have is, what caused all of this? Like, the No Way Home teaser trailer easily answered that question. Why was the multiverse opened? What happened? They answered that right away. In the Multiverse of Madness teaser trailer and main trailer, this question hasn't been answered at all. Like, what has happened and why has it happened? I believe, like, this is the action of Baron Mordo. He has done something.
Possible. I think we'll have to wait for the theories, but
because we saw the post-credit scene of Doctor Strange, the first Doctor Strange movie, in which we saw him turning into a villain. So now seeing him again in Multiverse of Madness, we don't want to see him as a minor character. We want to see him as a villain who started it all.
Yes, true. And the thing is, at least the model we see in the trailer sometime later is from a different universe. I can guarantee you he's from a different universe. He's probably a part of the Illuminati which Charles Xavier is heading. He's probably a part of the Illuminati. But yeah, coming back to the next shot of the trailer.
I can sense in your voice you're dying to get to that part.
Of course I am. But yeah, coming back to the point, the next particular scene is obviously Wanda Maximoff. Right from that teaser trailer shot, that shot of her is, by the way, in the Kamar Taj, of her using her chaos magic to probably find different universes from her astral form. And again, she's trying to find her kids. She's 100% trying to find her kids. She's also going to find ways of at least entering in the universes without her astral form so that she can get to her kids before anyone else breaks that reality.
Right.
Cutting to that shot, we also move the next shot at the Kamar Taj. I think it's the Kamar Taj, where there's this huge black cloud coming over the Kamar Taj, and all the other disciples of Kamar Taj, they are looking at the cloud, I think. Yeah, they are. And again, there's this one cool cameo of a guy who looks like a bull. He has like these bull horns. He looks like a minotaur. That shot is actually Rintra. He's another master of the mystic arts. He looks up at the sky. He's not exactly Doctor Strange, but he's one of those masters of the mystic arts. And I think he probably dies in this. At least knowing Wanda, I don't trust her at all. I love her as a character. I love Elizabeth Olsen. Don't get me wrong, but my God.
Anyone who's with her eventually dies. So yeah, don't come to my for Doctor Strange.
And then Wanda says that Vision, Viz had his theories about the multiverse. She says that Viz had his theories and that it was dangerous. Of course it was dangerous. Of course he has theories. I don't even know when they had that talk. And that's the fact that they didn't show that in WandaVision or in like a previous part of Wanda and Vision scenes. But I wish they would have at least shown that Vision knows at least something about the multiverse or the possibility of one. But anyways, we move to the next scene with a Mordo from a completely different universe who says, I'm sorry, Stephen, your desecration of reality will not go unpunished. And this is something he also said in the teaser trailer, and I have to say this. Many a times we've been shown that Strange is his own enemy. He makes mistakes, irreparable mistakes, where everyone else suffers and everyone else bears the consequences of whatever happens due to his mistakes. And I mean, he was just trying to help Peter Parker in No Way Home. But again, I don't believe he completely messed up. He could have messed up big time, but because Peter was distracting him in No Way Home, he lost control over the spell, which I believe is the runes of Cough Call, and he lost control over the spell. Moving on to the next scene, probably the one scene everyone will be talking about, at least until the movie comes out, was the scene of Strange being taken to the Illuminati headquarters, which is actually a real location in Paris, at least the location where they filmed that particular thing. I think that's a particular real location in Paris, because they were filming
like
that movie.
They are like pulling out references from the What If TV series. So this, in my opinion, like seems to be a world where Ultron won, because we are seeing Ultron.
Not even Ultron. I believe this is a world where the Ultron program succeeded and Ultron never fought Tony. So the program succeeded.
Oh, you're saying that it was successful in life.
Yeah. And the fact that this proves that this is from a different universe is because the design of the robots is also completely different. The Ultron, the robot's design is also very different from the one from our MCU universe.
Right.
And it has like yellow eyes. And it is something completely reminiscent of what our universe's Ultron bots look like. They lead him into a throne room with a line of chairs, where the biggest moment of the trailer occurs as we hear the voice of Patrick freaking Stewart saying, "We should tell him the truth." Now, I really want to know what
like
is
props to Patrick Stewart. He has been carrying on this role for so long. Now he's
exactly,
90 plus now.
Exactly. And I actually do have a continuity doubt, because let's not forget, Patrick Stewart's Professor X died in 2029, at least in the X-Men universe, is 2029 in Logan. Again, which was, again, one of the most darkest X-Men
movies.
Once
again, this is the multiverse. Anything can happen.
Exactly. But I can also prove that there were like 6 chairs to the chamber where Strange was brought. The 6 chairs should at least indicate that this is an
I have a theory over what the one, like we all know, okay, well, one of them is Patrick Stewart. I have a theory over what who the other person can be.
And who's that?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Fantastic Four, Reed Richards?
Yeah, exactly. John Krasinski as Reed Richards.
Because
there have been rumors that he has been seen on the sets of Multiverse of Madness. And there have been rumors that he is set to replace, and that he, okay, not replace, he is to be...
At least like an X-Men universe character, yeah.
Exactly.
Possible, very much possible. And I really...
And Reed Richards, Professor X, and Doctor Strange are known members of the Illuminati.
Yes, yes. So according to the comics, the members of the Illuminati are Doctor Strange, Professor X, Iron Man, Namor, who we will be introduced to in Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, and Black Panther. Black Panther has also been a part of the Illuminati, but he left. I don't know if he left, but in one version of the comics, he was a part of the Illuminati. And I believe that at least 2 of the original members of that group are Professor X and Doctor Strange. But
right after No Way Home was released, we got the news that Tobey Maguire and William Dafoe are going to be entered into the Guinness Book of World Records for having played their superhero and the villain for the longest period of time.
And I think
almost
probably
like
Patrick Stewart might get it.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart is going to replace him now. and I think he kind of deserves this also, because let's face it, Tobey Maguire and William Dafoe, the record holder for this was Hugh Jackman for his role as Wolverine. He played Wolverine in so many movies. William Dafoe only played Green Goblin in 1 movie, and Tobey Maguire was Spider-Man in only 3 movies. So I don't know, it didn't like feel quite right to me.
Yeah, same.
I found that, okay, he has played, Hugh Jackman has played Wolverine for so many years, for so many movies, he deserves that. But because of that gap in between, and Willem Dafoe having been only appeared in 1 movie, Tobey Maguire and Shree, I didn't feel that gap. Now with Patrick Stewart, I can feel it again.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick Stewart has been in enough movies for him to be returning again. But yeah, we also get a shot of, I don't know if it's the What If Strange, but that version, I don't know if it's What If Strange, that the next shot goes into the Strange who says things just got out of hand. I don't know if that's What If Strange.
Yeah.
I really hope it is. I really hope it
like
is.
Like when we saw that in the theater, we know, yeah, that's it's a reference to What If. Like,
exactly.
No, actually, when I went to see it in the theater, so I had gone to see it alone because like I like to enjoy it myself. I don't want another person to, you know, go on.
Ruin your experience.
Yeah, and plus I was like in my new college, so like I have I wasn't much connecting with much people over there.
We both.
So anyways, when I had gone to see that the post-credit scene came, like everyone started shouting and cheering when Doctor Strange said things just got out of hand. I didn't understand why. What happened? Then they shot the original Doctor Strange, and I was like, oh, okay.
Everyone lost their shit. Everyone. Yeah.
So it's a good thing there are many references to What If over here. There's evil Doctor Strange. You can see the tentacles coming out of him part also.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, if you have seen the poster, you can see one thing in the bottom right, if you have sharp eyes.
Yeah, Peggy Carter.
What is that?
What If? Peggy Carter from What If.
Exactly. So it looks like Hayley Atwell may be returning, even though she didn't voice her character in... Did she voice her character in What If?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay. But okay, she'd return in that. She could possibly return in this as well.
Yeah. But I
like
really...
one thing I didn't like about What If is like so many characters did not return. Like, obviously, respect to Chadwick Boseman. He returned.
Yeah,
he was
still dead.
But then the voice actor for Drax wasn't the same. The voice actor for Ultron wasn't the same.
Yeah, James Spader should have returned. But I mean, but it still works.
There was some controversy with the actor who played Drax, right? I don't remember what it was.
I don't think it was. Dave Bautista, right? No. There was no controversy. It was just people claimed that he was never contacted, but he just said, no, I might be wrong about this, guys. I really might be. So correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, moving back to the trailer.
Like, I didn't get that. He had no problem putting all that body paint onto him and playing that role. He could provide his voice. It seems much easier and much
yeah,
easier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, yeah. He must have had some other personal issues, but no problem. Right. But coming back to the trailer, we also get a shot of Wanda saying, if you break the rules, you get to be called the hero. But if I break the rules, then I'm the enemy. Doesn't seem fair. And he is right.
Wanda enslaved a whole town, please.
Yeah, that is something I can't forgive her for, but yeah. Everything else, I mean, I sympathize
I understand, okay, she was in extreme grief. Yeah, I understand it. If you love someone that much and then, you know, such a tragic end, so the grief is unimaginable, and she did not have control of her powers at that time. But still, you could see that, okay, maybe enslaving a town is not that, you know.
Yeah.
For so long.
But also, the next shot of the trailer is Doctor Strange being told by Wanda about this entire line. And again, the shot then moves to a different version of the universe, a different universe, I'm assuming, where Strange Supreme has a statue of his own. And he looks into that statue. And I was wondering if it's the same universe as Doctor Strange, or is it a completely different universe where Strange became the strongest superhero out of all the Avengers? And
it's not the same universe because why on earth would Doctor Strange erect such a huge statue of himself in his normal universe?
Yeah, it doesn't make exactly sense.
There was also a scene in the trailer where Doctor Strange is holding America Chavez and using her powers to travel to different universes, where Doctor Strange's face dissociates into small cubes. And I don't know if you know this, but that is actually an indirect reference from the comic book cover of the House of M comic book event. Bro, you should read that. I'm not even kidding you, bro. That one is really, really scary. It's one of the best comic book events Marvel has ever done. In the comic book cover, Wanda's face is also dissociating into cubes. And for those of you who don't know the House of M comic book storyline, it's a storyline where the Avengers and the X-Men fight a Wanda who's completely out of control. And again, she's so powerful that if she goes into depression or if she loses control over her power, she could literally destroy all of reality. So Professor X comes forward with a decision so as to save Wanda or use her powers for his own good. And let me tell you, bro, the ending is where the most iconic line of the Mutants comic book comes up. The one which says, no more mutants. You've read that so many times, it's come in the memes, fam.
But yeah, the next shot of the trailer is that creature. I think we all got him wrong. We all thought it was Shuma Gorath. I don't think it's Shuma Gorath. It's actually Gargantos from the comics. I don't think Marvel has the right to use Shuma Gorath. I might be wrong at this point, but I believe that tentacled creature was Gargantos from the comics. I don't think he has a huge role in the comics, but he is a tentacled octopusy kind of monster with only one eye. And I think he's behind America Chavez I think a lot of people are behind America Chavez because I think her reality or her universe is either in danger, already gone, or someone is looking for her and someone is, I don't know, trying to kill her or use her multiversal powers to go from one universe to the other. Something very possible. And I believe one of them could possibly be Wanda, because Wanda is in search of a kid. And she can, and she knows that if she gets America Chavez's help, she can go from one universe to another universe where her kids are alive, and so is Vision.
And she is certainly using dark magic to use that. Because if you look closely in the trailer, you can see that the tips of Wanda's fingers are turning black, which is the same thing that happened to Agatha when she used the Darkhold in WandaVision.
Yeah, at the finale. Yes, yes. I think she's corrupted by the Darkhold, 100%. Right. Because the next shot in the trailer is her crying in her Scarlet Witch costume. And then another version of Wanda, which I don't think is a variant. I don't think it's a variant. It's probably a dream
sequence. That part was so confusing to me. I'm like, oh, what?
I think it's a dream sequence or something Sam Raimi is doing to mess with our heads. Because I think most of the movie is just Sam Raimi messing with our heads and making us go crazy about this. Because the entire scene of that particular scene, like the entire background is from the WandaVision house in WandaVision, right. Obviously. Mm-hmm. That entire house is the same from top to bottom. So it's probably a flashback. She's probably made Westview again, but this time probably not around a lot of people, or maybe on Mount Wondergore. I might be wrong. But yeah, that particular version of Wanda, which is not in costume, she has this weird tattoo on her forehead, which I don't know if that's a symbol of the Darkhold, if that's something completely different, or that if that's maybe a part of her which is controlled by the Darkhold. I might be wrong. But that's definitely not a variant. I feel like that's not a variant. Because
while we're on the subject of Wanda, let's talk about that thing which was fighting her. Who was he? Who was she?
At first glance, we were like,
maybe it's Captain Marvel.
Yeah, no, the two most popular theories at this point are right now, number one, Captain Marvel, but not Carol Danvers. Captain Marvel, who's either Maria Rambeau or Monica Rambeau. That's the first most popular theory. And the second popular theory is Superior Iron Man, but Tom Cruise. That's the most famous one right now. And I kind of want to say that I probably enlarged that particular image of her fighting Wanda and like enlarged it just to see if it's actually Superior Iron Man.
It's a man, right?
No, it's actually a woman. It's probably Maria Rambeau as Captain Marvel. She's a Captain Marvel variant.
Okay, that's my bad.
And to be fair, we might get Superior Iron Man probably in a different, more cooler shot. But I think at that point, the person fighting Wanda is Maria Rambeau as Captain Marvel. In a universe where maybe Maria Rambeau came in contact with the Kree and got the powers of Carol Danvers as AKA Captain Marvel. So
right.
In the next shot, there is this one shot which is still blowing my mind in the trailer, which is the camera cutting into Wanda's eyes, but Wanda is covered in blood, and like she's wearing a.
That's the magic of Sam Raimi.
He loves to play with the camera.
There's so many shots, like the Goblin's glider going into Spidey's eye, then the Black Venom encircling him. There's so many eye shots from the Spider-Man movies as well. So like when you saw the trailer, it was basically a flashback to that.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, one of the most famous scenes where he's done that camera trick is in Spider-Man 2 with Alfred Molina's but he did that the same thing with Alfred Molina's sunglasses, where Alfred Molina sees Spider-Man jumping from one building to the other, and then he climbs on top of a clock tower. That's the exact same camera work, just like the same way he did with Wanda in this scene. But the biggest question is, Wanda was covered in blood, and I'm assuming she's on a killing rampage. Now, I don't know if she's killing the Illuminati, or maybe Charles Xavier is trying to control her brain, because again, Charles Xavier can read minds. Let's not forget the X-Men knowledge. But I believe he's trying to get into Wanda's brain and trying to separate the Darkhold version of Wanda versus the normal version of Wanda. He's probably trying to separate them both. And I believe he's going to try his best, but Wanda is still someone who's so powerful and so strong. I really hope she doesn't kill Professor Xavier, but oh my God, I'm scared for Professor Xavier. I really, really am. But then another crazy shot in the trailer, by the way, Wong was fighting Gargantos. He had runes on Gargantos' tentacles, and Wong got a really cool action sequence. I liked that action sequence. That was really cool because Wong hasn't got a lot of screen time in the movies, but he's become a very much of a fan favorite character. But
I agree. I love this actor.
And at the very end of the trailer, we get to see Zombie Strange. And oh my God, Zombie Strange fighting some four different types of dark entities. And in the very last ending shot, him with having like 7 to 8 different hands and different tentacles, which is like a reminder of...
Yeah, that's a callback to Infinity War when he used that same move against Thanos, right?
Multiple identities thing. But that was scary, bro. That is 100% Zombie Strange. But that amount of energy proves that he's also going to break the rules in the same way Wanda is. So now who is going to go completely crazy in compared to Wanda or Strange is something at this point was still baffling me. And I really cannot wait for this movie to come out.
I don't know how after such a dark movie they can make a WandaVision season 2 with, you know, fun elements.
I don't think a season 2 is coming. I can confirm. I don't think they ever announced that. Loki season 2 is confirmed. What if season 2 is confirmed? Moon Knight might be getting a second season, probably even She-Hulk. But I don't think WandaVision is getting a second season. Wanda will probably appear after Multiverse of Madness, but I really don't know what's going to happen at the end of Multiverse of Madness. So does she die? Does she live? Does she get something? Does she get cast to a different universe? I really don't know. But I really want to know that if she survives this or not. I really just hope she doesn't go on a killing rampage because there are a lot of Wanda stands in the house. Like, Twitter loves Wanda. Trust me. Twitter loves Wanda.
Right.
Wanda is a fan favorite.
We know, WandaVision may not return. We know that Agatha House of Harkness will be coming.
Yeah. Oh, if Wanda makes a cameo in that, oh my God, that's very much possible. Very much possible. Very much possible. But yeah, that was our breakdown of the Multiverse of Madness trailer. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
And stay tuned for episode 2, where we give our movie review of Matt Reeves' The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz. So excited for that movie. Can't wait to watch it and give our thoughts.
Thank you so much for joining in. See you soon.